Reports that the United States has been spying on our European allies has caused outrage there, but according to MIT professor Noam Chomsky, spying among nations, including allies, is nothing new.
Well, if you go back to 1946, with, of course, much more primitive technology, at the time of the formation of the United Nations in New York, it turns out it was known for some years that the FBI had been bugging the rooms of delegates to the United Nations of other delegations to try to gain information that could be used to for the U.S. to impose its own decisions on the shape and character of the institution. And doubtless there's been much more since.
Noam Chomsky spoke with Ross Reynolds. You'll hear more of that interview next week on The Record. According to documents leaked to the Guardian newspaper by Edward Snowden, the NSA has monitored the phone conversations of as many as 35 world leaders, including German Chancellor Angela Merkel. The European Union held a council meeting yesterday and today in Brussels. The original purpose of that meeting was to discuss the economy and job growth in Europe, but it was quickly overshadowed by talk of security and trust. So why are world leaders so angry about revelations of this leak? We spoke earlier today with Dr. Charles Kupchin, professor of international affairs at Georgetown University and a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. He says there are two main reasons these revelations cause such an uproar.
The first is that the information has trickled out over time. If the Snowden releases had taken place in one big bang and then it were over with, it would no longer be on the front pages, but it comes out day by day, week by week, and therefore it has created a building outrage among European publics. And I think the second issue is the scope and scale. Most people who are in the foreign policy community know that friends spy on friends, but the revelations that the United States has gathered some 70 million phone and text messages in France in the last month, that it has potentially tapped the cell phones of 35 leaders abroad. I think that kind of scale and scope is surprising, even to those of us who have been in the international diplomacy business for a long time.
François Hollande of France said this level of surveillance surpasses anything that any of the European nations have done, acknowledging that the European nations do collect information. Is that true? Is it just that it's so vast and so broad?
You know, I can't speak to American intelligence gathering versus that of Europeans. I don't have any privileged information. But I do think that the NSA and other components of the American intelligence apparatus are gathering as much as they are because they can. And by that I mean there has been an explosion in information technology. Everything is digital now. Mm-hmm. And that means that people are texting, they're on their cell phones, they're on their landlines, they're sending email, and those email are running through servers, many of which are controlled by American companies, internet providers, Google, Facebook. And that simply makes it easier for the National Security Agency to plug in. And so in that respect, I think I'm guessing that the Americans are vacuuming up more information than their European counterparts.
Dr. Kupchin, one question we had was how these revelations are going to affect the U.S. diplomatic clout when it comes to everything from gathering nations together to talk about Syria to what I understand is a pending trade agreement with the European Union.
There are likely to be some specific steps. For example, the European Parliament is debating new legislation that would restrict the ability of European telecom companies to share info with American companies. And there is the broader issue of whether countries are going to step back from the United States, whether there is an underlying irritation and antagonism that will make it harder for the United States to get its business done. I think both are likely to happen, but in the big scheme of things, when the dust settles, if the question is, will these revelations cause the United States permanent, irreparable damage in its diplomacy with Europe? I'm guessing the answer to that is no. I think there'll be a conversation about new rules of the road, a new code of conduct, but I don't think this will be seen as a turning point in America's relationships with its allies.
This morning, German Chancellor Angela Merkel was calling on the U.S., France, Germany, and other European leaders to sit down soon to talk about regulations that would govern how friends spy on friends, I guess. Do you think the U.S. would agree to something like that?
I think it's heading in that direction. And the initial response of the Obama administration has been there's a lot of political theater going on here. Angela Merkel, François Hollande, Enrico Letta, the Prime Minister of Italy, they know that this goes on because they get to their offices in the morning, and probably the first thing they do is read an intelligence briefing, and that intelligence briefing has information gathered overnight from America, from European allies, from other friends. And so part of the outrage is cooked up. It's an attempt to cater to the fact that the publics are upset. That having been said, this has gone on long enough, and it continues to dominate the news cycle. So I think there probably will be a conversation. I think there needs to be a response that is more than rhetorical. And I'm guessing that will take the form of an agreement among friends to say, yes, generic kinds of intelligence gathering are fine, but tapping each other's phones, vacuuming up millions of phone calls and emails, that probably crosses the line.
Last question has to do with what we were just talking about, that conversation and agreement among friends to calls by Brazil, at least, and Germany to the UN and to the EU to actually put something more formal on the table to govern this. Do you think that kind of action is likely?
That more broader international action probably is going to be a bridge too far, because the United States, as well as European allies, are not going to want to tie their hands when it comes to countries that might fall into a gray zone, that is to say, that are not part of NATO, that are not part of an alliance of like-minded states that tends to share intelligence. So I think that we're likely to see changes, but I think they're going to be bilateral and multilateral and very unlikely to occur through global institutions like the United Nations, where a consensus will prove quite elusive.
Charles Kupchan is professor of international affairs at Georgetown University and senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. I spoke to him earlier today.